You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. All 69 people aboard two Roosevelt Island trams have been rescued by police. It took nearly 12 hours to complete the midair rescues. WNYC's Morning Edition producer and Roosevelt Islander Dan Blumberg watched some of the rescues, and he joins us now. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So who was on board the trams when they lost power and backup power at around 5:20 yesterday?
Well, there were 47 people on board the Roosevelt Island-bound tram. That's the one leaving Manhattan. There were commuters, a lot of students coming back from school. There were some people coming to play tennis on Roosevelt Island. There was also at least one family of Hasidic Jews who were likely spending a day on Roosevelt Island during this Passover holiday week. There was a flight attendant, actually, a former neighbor of mine who was up there and probably helped keep things calm. And then there's also one operator on that tram. And then on the other tram going from Roosevelt Island, there were 22 people, and they were stuck above First Avenue. The other one was stuck above the East River, about 250 feet up.
And police used a rescue gondola to reach the folks above the East River, right? Is that, how did that work? How well did that work?
It worked. Well, it seemed to be an improvised solution. As you said, backup power went out. It worked very slowly is the answer. It took until after 9 o'clock for this rescue gondola, which was like a giant orange basket, to be hooked up, and then they tested it, and they on their first run out to the tram, the thing really crawled along. They took water, food, and diapers to the tram, and then they took back a family. I think they took back 8 kids and 5 adults in their first trip back, and then they had to keep going back and forth and back and forth, and it took a long time. For the tram that was stuck over First Avenue, they actually used a crane, and that went a lot faster than using this gondola.
And, you know, it sounds like that open air, that gondola was really open to the air. It must have been a kind of a bit frightening for people who were afraid of heights. Or, I mean, you're right over the river there, so it was kind of it might have been a harrowing experience for the people being rescued.
It was, yeah. The rescue gondola didn't link right up to the tram. There was actually about 2 feet or so separating them. There was like a cargo net underneath people, and police officers were holding on to people very tightly. People, though, said that, you know, the police handled themselves very well and they were calm, and it went as well as I guess it could have gone with this improvised solution.
Mm-hmm. And so what was it like on board the stalled trams?
Well, according to family members who were on the ground on Roosevelt Island who were talking by cell phone to their family, it was pretty calm up there. There were a number of students, as I mentioned, and there were at least one young child. And some were nervous, but for the most part, I think they were sitting on the floor. I don't know how they were, you know, playing cards. I don't know what they were doing to, you know, bide the time. But they were staying calm, and they were checking in with their family on the ground by cell phone. I think that helped keep everybody on the island and in the air a little calmer.
Mm-hmm. And you were on Roosevelt Island last night. What was the scene like on land there?
Well, first there were helicopters circling overhead. There were police boats in the water, in the river. You know, God forbid, should anyone fall. There were cops. There were ambulances that were there on standby. No one was hurt, we should say. Everyone was pretty calm, like I said. Those who had kids on board the tram, they were the most nervous. The mayor gave a press conference around 11:30 last night just to give an update. This was as rescue efforts were just getting underway. They had rescued this first group of people, and they were, you know, going to continue on through the night. It was really a bizarre scene, man, unlike anything I've ever seen. You know, I lived on Roosevelt Island for more than 20 years. It was really strange.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think might be next for the tram?
Well, it's unclear. Officials, Mayor Bloomberg said it won't be back in service until they know what went wrong and, you know, that it won't happen again, obviously. The tram has been, you know, it's been contentious on Roosevelt Island. It's been underfunded for a long time. There have been efforts in the past to shut down the tram because it's expensive to repair and it's you know, just difficult. And there is a subway that runs to Roosevelt Island now.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, the tram was never even supposed to be built in the first place, right?
Right. When Roosevelt Island turned residential in the late 70s, the plan was just to have the subway service on. Today it's the F train. It used to be the Q. But the MTA delivered that subway station late, 12 years late, as it turned out. And the tram was built as a stopgap measure to get all those new residents on Roosevelt Island to and from Manhattan. Anyway, long story short, Roosevelt Islanders fell in love with the tram. It's basically the symbol of the island. It's the one thing that everybody knows about Roosevelt Island now. So no one wants to let it go, especially seniors and disabled people. There are 2 hospitals for chronic care patients in Roosevelt Island, and they will not let the tram close.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
And I should mention, Sotirios, that things could have been a lot worse. In Spider-Man, the Green Goblin blew up the tram station, and in Sylvester Stallone's Nighthawks, there was a hostage-taking situation on the tram. So all in all, you know, it could have been worse, but they have to fix this. It took way too long for this rescue to to occur if there was something worse on board the tram.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan. WNYC's Dan Blumberg on the 12-hour rescue of 69 Roosevelt Island tram riders who got stuck midair when the tram stopped working.